Welcome to the Hat Trick, brought to you by cricketbetting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. This is the live weekly cricket betting show, which tells you exactly what will be happening in the fourth test between India and England from Ranchi, which starts on Friday. We have two tippers this week on the Hat Trick, but still the three standout bets. Manish is here on the stats angles, Ben on the specials. And former odds compiler John Wright has filed his tip as he is traveling around the world. We had a very solid 2.52 winner last week, so don't miss the bets coming up at the end of the show. We also have profit and loss figures included for those tipsters. We'll also no doubt discuss Bazball. Our bookmaker this week is 10 Crick. The fourth test match odds with them are India 1.47. England 4.7, the draw 7.8. Do check out cricket-betting.com for all your analysis across all matches, including PSL as well, by the way. But Manish, I'm going to come to you very quickly. Important team news coming in. There's no Jasprit Bumrah for India. Ben Stokes likely to play as an all-rounder. What does that mean for the pitch? Does that mean we're going to get a raging Turner given that India don't want their premier fast bowler? What do the stats say about this Ranchi surface?
So there have been a couple of tests here. One of them has been a draw where India scored over 600 runs, and the other has been a win for India against South Africa. Rohit Sharma has a double century here, and so did Chetheshwar Pujara. So it has runs in it. Given the fact that Jasprit Bumrah is not there, so India might go for a more turning pitch, but they will be wary of the fact that their batting lineup is inexperienced. Even though it worked really, really well in the last test, they can't discount the fact that they have inexperience in that batting lineup. And there is a gulf between India and England's spinners. So as long as it's not a raging Turner, the gulf stays. And India probably has a better chance winning the test compared to having a raging Turner. Because in that case, even Hartley and Rahman would have go at Indian batters as well. So yeah, I don't expect it to be a raging turner, but yeah, it will turn in the second half of the test, and that's how I see it.
Okay, we don't expect it to turn straight up then. That could open up top India bowler for maybe Siraj, who's priced as you'd expect, 4.90 with no Bumrah. Kuldeep Yadav was quite keen on the 4.20 because he bowled so nicely but didn't get the rewards. But if it's not going to be raging Turner from the start, we might swerve it. Ben, looking at 10 Crick's specials. Off the back of that team news, what can you tell us?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I wouldn't be selecting the bowlers for this particular match. I mean, Jadeja stands out to me at 4.1, but I still wouldn't be choosing them because it only had two test matches before. One of them was 600 runs by India. The other one was nearly 400. So and I think it was South Africa that crumbled in that match. So there's not a lot of history in terms of understanding how Test cricket was played here. So I would probably avoid my bet. I would avoid the bowlers this week, just because I don't really see where you can make an informed decision. Mine is more on the side of the batsman. There's some obvious ones that stand out for me on the batting side, but obviously Bumrah, I'm not playing, opens it up for other Indian bowlers. Top England bowler is Tom Hartley. Not sure I'd go with that one. Yeah, Mark Wood's probably the standout for me as far as England on the bowling front.
Yeah, top England bowler prices. I'm with you, and I don't really know what the pitch is like. It's not a great idea to be playing domestically. We have seen seam and spin pretty much 50-50. So there's no great clue there. But if there is seam as to the fore, Mark Wood 3.55 with 10 Crick. Ollie Robinson, who could come into this team, is at 4.9. So a couple of prices there for you. Manish, let's talk about Bazball. Every time England lose a game, people say it's failing. They got an absolute shellacking in that last test, of course, records broken. But England aren't going to change the way they play now. I don't think any team has won any more tests than them, and they've got the best win-loss ratio since Bazball began. So do they go even harder this time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they should change the strategy itself. Obviously, we have the hindsight advantage, don't we? So you are going to criticize get you are going to get criticized every time you lose the way they did in the last test. But having said that, it's like away from home against good teams. If it is not working, you need to have certain adjustments made. And if England is willing to accept that, I think Buzzball might work. But for example, the batting of Root. I mean, he first should start scoring runs and then look to reverse switch hit Jasprit Bumrah, who is the best opposition bowler for a six at the start of the day when they are already in the advantage. So these sort of things they are going to have to make adjustments for. Otherwise, I am all in for Buzzball. They weren't doing any better without it. It's part of their culture now, and why not? Have a go.
Yeah, nice link into Joe Root, Manish. Thanks for that. Ben, we talked about him last week and we were all
He's
pretty
due.
sure that he was due.
He's due.
Took criticism for dismissal in that innings, which Manish has mentioned. Changed the game, under over 29.5 first innings runs at 1.3 with 10 cricket. Any interest? Isn't it about time he just stopped playing the fancy stuff and focused on getting some runs because he hasn't got any?
Yeah, I mean, I would avoid that bet on Joe Root because it could be anything. It could be a duck. It could be 200. It's like watching David Warner when he had his patch. You know, you kind of think if they stick with him, he's eventually going to get a big score. He's just that kind of batsman. It's impossible it won't. Lucky he's getting wickets. So are they choosing him to be a batsman or a wicket or a wicket taker at the moment? Because arguably he should be there for taking wickets.
He has
I would
scored,
avoid betting from there.
he has bowled most overs for England in this series, and that tells you something about England's bowling lineup.
And that's on the Bazball thing. I think the focus is all about the batting. No one's mentioning the bowling. You've just lost probably one of your best bowlers of all time. He's just retired. You've got another one, Anderson, who's on the edge. England's issues for me are about bowling. They're not about batting. Keep going with Bazball. Keep doing it. Keep put the pressure on. India only set them a target of 500 odd runs because they had to. They didn't set a 350 target like you used to. They had to set a massive target. It's just the way it is now. So Bazball for me is about the batting, but England's problems are actually about the bowling department for me.
Yeah, completely agree with that, Ben. You've got to take 20 wickets, and the best way for England to do that is to have a raging turn. I wonder if India worked that out, but we'll see. Zach Crawley, 3.65 to score a 50. Manish, you were keen on him last time. Are you going to keep faith, or are you going to abandon him heartlessly?
No, I'm not going to abandon him. I think it's a good bet. Even him to score a 50 at 3.65, I think it has a great value. He's one of the most confident and consistent batters in this English side. And I think if somebody wants to stick with him, it's not a bad idea. Even for Duckett at 50, 3.5, very good odds. For Joe Root fans, him to score a 50 at 2.76, these are good odds. He hadn't had this lean patch since 2021, and he ended that patch with a century. So if you are a Joe Root fan and are looking for him to score runs, there is some stats for you.
Yeah, all about implied probability. Joe Root's got to score some runs sometime. A reminder to check cricket-betting.com for your cricket needs. Do give likes, loves, subscribes on the pod provider of your choice, please. Our three best tips come at the end of the show, including John Wright's tip as well, so don't miss it. We're going to tee up that section now with a quick question, conscious of time. Manish and then Ben. Tell me one thing, please, that happens in the fourth test and how we can bet on it. Manish, you go first.
Yeah, I as I said, I really like the Joe Root to score 52.76, but I wouldn't go for that. I am going for India to score over 50.5 runs at 2.76. I think this is not going to be a raging turner, and even if it is, that will come on day two, three, four. India have scored more than 50 runs on an average in last five innings, and they have been very close to 50 around in four of the last six innings. So it's slightly close, but given the conditions and the confidence that Indian batters have, especially at the top with Rohit Sharma and Jaiswal being in great form, I think I would take this bet as first inning India total 50 or 50.5 above in first 15 overs at 2.76.
Okay, great. And I'm surprised no one's talked up Jaiswal for more runs. 10 crit go 1.83 first innings runs over 34.5. I reckon I've got inside Ben's head here. I'm going to predict Ben. It's over 47.5 England runs in the first 10 overs at 2.50 with 10 crit, which was, of course, what won you your stakes last week. Am I right?
Jaiswal, I was going to mention, that's an obvious one. 34 runs at 1.83. Duckett, 25.5 at 1.83. Johnny Bairstow, 21.5. He's had two good starts. Failed last, but two 30-plus starts. Well, certainly over 21.5. So him at 1.83 over 21.5 is a standout. Another one that I love is the idea of Ben Duckett total fours above 2.5 at 170. For the number of runs, he's the highest England run scorer, and he's approaching 100 strike rate. So he likes hit fours. So I think that's an interesting one. The one for me that really jumped out is Johnny Bairstow, first innings to score 50 at 3.7. I think there's value there. It's a pitch that seems to have runs, and he's had two good starts out of three innings, and I am looking for him to score a 50.
Okay, Ben,
Good
we're
one.
gonna filter those down for your standout bets. A few spots from me. Rohit 4.10 with 10 crick, the top India bat in the first innings, a double at this ground in the past, 2.36 for a 50, 4.50 for a ton. So make a note of those ones. This is the hat trick with cricket-betting.com. The three best bets for the fourth test between England and India with 10 crick. Cultivated by three differing stars of tipping are coming up now. Here's your first one. It's John Wright, of course, former odds compiler. Ashwin, top India bowler at 3.60 for John. He expects a turner with Bumrah rested. Now over to you, Manish. What is your top rated bet?
As I said, my top rated bet is India total over 50.5 in the first 15 overs at 2.76. I think there's a great value there given the conditions and the form of the openers, especially in the last test.
Great. Manish is minus two to 1 point level stakes so far. It's only our third show. Early days, same as John Wright. Our man atop the leaderboard is Ben with a 2.52 winner that we've just mentioned, meaning he's plus 0.52. England runs by the 10th over was the bet. What is it this week, Ben? You're top rated.
I like Johnny Bairstow at 3.7 for 50. As long as he doesn't walk out of his crease, he should be all right. But he stopped doing that now. But 3.7 Johnny Bairstow at 50, I like that. I think it's good. If you really want to go for it, this is for other people. But if you want to go for it, him getting 100 is 7.6. But I think the safer one is 3.7 at 50.
Okay, will Bairstow go ballistic with the backing of Baz and Bazball? We'll soon find out. That's the hat trick for you. The three best bets for the fourth test between India and England from Ranchi, which starts on Friday. It's brought to you by cricket-betting.com. Go and check out the site. Loads of analysis there across all types of cricket matches, including Pakistan Super League. We will be back in time to preview the fifth test with more standout weight.